Don Locher has asked many questions about Niagara Falls. He is considered the resident historian of the National Landmark. The question most asked, what about those fools who attempt to go over the falls in a barrel? So today, we ask the question as well. The answer on today's edition of The American Countryside.
Classic iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in The Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll stay on Oahu and soak up the sun on Waikiki Beach, then fly to Kauai to see extraordinary Waimea Canyon. We'll also stay on Maui at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Resort on Kuanapali Beach. Agricultural highlights include the pineapple and coffee plantations, lavender farm, and much more. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266. Don Locher is the resident historian of Niagara Falls, New York. He's seen just about everything, although he wasn't present for the first of many fools who dared the thundering waters in a barrel. It began with Ann Edson Taylor of Bay City, Michigan.
She got her barrel in Bay City. And she brought it and her manager here on the train. She hired a couple of men to put her and her barrel in the river above the falls. They put her in the barrel. These men nailed it shut and said goodbye. And 4 o'clock in the afternoon, she went over the falls. She was the first one to do so.
It was most likely sheer luck that she survived. She thought it would bring her fame. But she died in poverty.
She came out of the barrel all groggy. She'd been hit in the head, but I think she'd been hit earlier. But she did bring a lot of fame to Niagara.
Many of those who have attempted the feat died in the attempt. One who made it quite by accident was a boy named Roger.
Roger, he had a life belt on, but so what? But he was in the middle of the river, and he was in the right position, and he went over the falls. He was 9 years old, just floated on the top in that life belt. Roger still lives.
Don says it's stupid to attempt the stunt. Those who do try it put many people's lives at risk in subsequent rescue efforts. If you do survive, you'll be hit with stiff fines. The best course of action, just enjoy looking at the falls from behind the railing. Traveling the countryside in Niagara Falls, New York, I'm Andrew McRae.